This is your Press TV News in Brief. Protesters march on the Israeli embassy in Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, to slam Tel Aviv's recent wave of deadly violence against Palestinians. They're calling on Argentina's government to officially condemn Tel Aviv's crackdown in the occupied territories. The protesters also demand officials cut ties with Israel altogether. And Israel has imposed a curfew in some parts of the occupied West Bank city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. Earlier Friday, Israeli forces killed at least three Palestinians, including an eight-month-old toddler, during clashes across occupied territories. A fourth Palestinian also succumbed to his gunshot wound sustained on Thursday. Iran's foreign minister stresses that terrorism cannot be used as a tool or asset by anyone. Mohammad Javad Zarif says that all parties need to unite in the fight against Daesh and other extremist organizations. He was speaking at the latest round of international talks on the Syria crisis in Vienna. The Pentagon chief has warned that deploying U.S. troops to Syria will put American forces in harm's way. Congressional Democrats have also slammed the move. Now on Friday, President Barack Obama authorized sending fewer than 50 U.S. troops to northern Syria as advisors to anti-Damascus foreign-backed militants. Now the first round of election runoffs in Egypt's parliamentary polls has produced a turnout as low as nearly 21% amid the opposition's boycott. The High Elections Committee said the pro-government candidates dominated the first round, winning all 120 seats allocated for the lists. Anti-government protesters in Bahrain poured onto the streets in various parts of the kingdom, calling for the release of political prisoners, including prominent opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman. Al-Wefaq Society Secretary General was given a four-year sentence in June over charges of inciting disobedience and hatred. The death toll from a blast at a rock music concert in the Romanian capital has risen to at least 27 people. Over 150 others are also wounded in the explosion. The death toll is expected to climb as some 400 people were inside the building. The Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union has awarded the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, the IRIB, several prizes at the end of its 2015 General Assembly. And the event kicked off in the Turkish city of Istanbul this week. Some 500 delegates are attending the event and its associated meeting.